This is NPR.
Thanks, guys, and good morning. Israeli forces killed 11 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip this morning. Officials say 9 of them were armed, and a Palestinian sniper killed a foreign worker from Ecuador on an Israeli farm. The incident is the first major violence in the Gaza Strip in months, and it comes just days after President Bush ended his peace mission to the area. Israeli President Shimon Peres says militants in Gaza continue to shoot rockets into Israel, and his country must retaliate. Palestinian officials describe the violence as a massacre, and one Hamas leader blamed the killings on President Bush's visit to the Middle East. Bush says he believes a peace treaty will be signed between Israel and Palestine by this time next year. Michigan officials say about 20% of registered voters will turn out for today's presidential primary. Republicans Mitt Romney and John McCain are in a statistical dead heat in the polls. Hillary Clinton is the only Democratic frontrunner on the ballot in the state, though. Barack Obama and John Edwards pulled out of the race in Michigan when the state decided to move its primary ahead, defying the National Democratic Party. Governor Jennifer Granholm says it's disappointing the Democrats are not really campaigning in her state.
We know that it's an incomplete ballot in the primary, but we also know that if it weren't for the fact that we are where we are on January 15th as a primary state, that they might not be talking about the economy right now.
President Bush spoke with leaders of OPEC today. He asked them to produce more oil and help bring down skyrocketing fuel prices. The president says he's also talking with Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah about how rising oil prices are straining the U.S. economy.
I would hope as OPEC considers different production levels that they understand that if they're one of their biggest consumers, the economy suffers, it'll mean less purchases, less oil and gas sold.
Coming up next on the program, we'll talk more about President Bush's visit to the Middle East with Michael Abramowitz of The Washington Post. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice slipped away from the president and made a surprise visit to Iraq yesterday. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The secretary was already on her way to Baghdad when White House officials announced the trip. They said it was a good opportunity to encourage political reconciliation. The Bush administration is eager to build on what they see as some momentum in the process after Iraq's parliament passed a long-awaited bill to let thousands of former members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party return to government jobs and get pensions. Earlier on the trip, Mr. Bush called the bill an important step toward reconciliation.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. An Iraqi official said Rice told Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki that President Bush wants to begin withdrawing 20 to 30,000 U.S. troops by this summer. While the president tries to lower the cost of gas, one government agency says it should be higher. The National Surface Transportation Policy and Revenue Study Commission releases a report today that says federal gas taxes should be raised by up to 40 cents per gallon over 5 years. The increase is meant to reduce road congestion and help repair failing roads and bridges. And four major studios have canceled dozens of development and production agreements. That means the two-month-old writer strike has affected not just the current television season, but also next season as well. January is generally the time when networks launch pilots, but without working writers, the studios don't have any scripts to work off of. 20th Century Fox, CBS Paramount, NBC Universal, and Warner Brothers canceled more than 65 development deals since last week. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
But there were 9 new episodes of American Gladiator ordered, just in case you wondered.
There you go.
There you go. Thanks, Celeste.
Thanks, Celeste.